Welcome to the Johnson Museum of Art. Thank you very much for coming today. My name is Stephanie Wiles, and I am the Richard J. Schwartz Director of the Johnson Museum, and we're very, very excited about today's symposium. The exhibition Beyond Earth Art has been on view now for about 2 months, and during that time we've had nearly 20,000 visitors to the exhibition and to the museum that have seen the show. And I was talking with my colleagues this morning, the Mellon Curatorial Coordinator and our University Coordinator, and they said that they've had a fantastic turnout for classes, and they've had classes from psychology to romance studies to recently a printmaking class that was using the show. So hundreds of students from the Environmental Studies program in conjunction with their classes, PhD students from the Soil Lab who have been coming in and thinking about their work and how it connects with the visual work that's on view in the exhibition. We also had, very interesting for us, Professor Perry, who brought his Art of Teaching course. And what they did is they went through the exhibition, the students, and they thought about the ways that they could actually bring this to the K-12 student audience and interpret the artworks from different viewpoints. We've also had very interesting groups from as far away as Cazenovia College, an hour and a half away, who have come to see the exhibition and to connect with us as well. So today's symposium then takes place roughly at the midpoint of the exhibition run. And what it does is, I think this provides time for us to sort of slow down and to stop and to think about the exhibition and approach it in a different way, to bring together different lines of thought that connect with the artworks on view. And that leaves, again, about 2 months left for us. It closes in June to continue to use it in classes and to make sure that it's experienced in different ways by many other visitors. So for this opportunity, I want to sincerely thank Patricia and David Atkinson, who are with us today. Thank you very much for that. And it's through their support of the Atkinson Forum in American Studies program and our colleagues Glenn Altshuler and Nick Salvatore that really made it possible for us to help take us to a different level with this exhibition. And of course, with the help of our many distinguished speakers today, I think we can consider new perspectives on the topic of our environment today. And so I want to turn it over to my colleague, Andrea Unselman, who conceived of and curated the exhibition. I want to thank also my colleague, Kathy Klimaszewski in the Education Department, who really kind of worked with Andrea and with everyone to think about the best ways of putting together such a symposium. So thank you very much.
Hi. Thank you so much for coming. Thanks, Stephanie, for the wonderful introduction. With a look back to Cornell's 1969 Earth Art exhibition, the museum-wide project Beyond Earth Art, Contemporary Artists and the Environment seeks to engage with a wide variety of constituencies, not only across campus, but the wider Ithaca area, by showing how 45 artists explore the environment and ecology with the clear understanding that our future existence is directly dependent upon how we interact with our planet. By merging rational observation with creativity and the imagination, these artists appeal to both our intellect and our emotions. In this way, art may just provide the perfect vantage point from which to fully comprehend the coupled destinies of our planet and humanity. Separate installations and exhibitions inside and outside the museum address issues related to the representation of landscape, as in the large gallery that includes Adam Svijanovic's mural, Discovery of America, water supply and food justice, as in the Orta show one floor above us, the loss of species and ecosystems, as in Myelin's empty room installation that is so full of information, hope, and empathy, the exploitation of natural resources, such as oil and copper, as well as cheap labor, and the nature-culture divide, as on this floor. Operating in the gap between the objectivity of scientific data and the subjectivity of creative expression, the work included in Beyond Earth Art is installed to signal the interconnectedness of all these themes. This project has resulted from the extraordinary efforts of a great many people, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank them. In addition to our generous exhibition donors and donors to the symposium, the entire Johnson Museum staff came together to get this very ambitious and, for this museum, unusually large exhibition up and running. I would like to especially thank Stephanie Wiles, who supported the show from the time she interviewed for the job here. Preparators Will Millard, David Ryan, and BJ Woodhams, who worked weekends and evenings to install the show. Curatorial assistant Sonia Gandert, who helped with loans and artist contracts. Deputy director Peter Gould, who dealt with God, i.e. the fire marshal, to get Maya Lin's installation finished on time. Director of Development Matt Braun, Editorial Manager Andrea Potochniak, and Registrar Matt Conway, who indulged my many shipping requests up until the very last minute. The museum's education department deserves a special shout out. Not only have they toured countless pre-K to 12 and college level classes through the exhibition, they have also put together special events in conjunction with Beyond Earth Art, such as tomorrow's Spring into Action, which will highlight proactive, observant, and environmentally conscious activities in local organizations, organized by Sarah Ferguson. I would especially like to thank Kathy Klimaszewski for overseeing all the many aspects of the symposium and Elizabeth Seguise for making all the logistical arrangements. But most of all, I would like to thank the artists who contributed their work to the show. Without them, none of this would have been possible. Lucy Orta, Christian Hoag, Jack Elliott, and Marion Wilson are here today participating in the symposium. I also need to mention that I'm greatly indebted to William Fox's Center for Art and Environment and Amy Lipton's Eco Art Space websites, which are both great resources for artists and curators. Many of the artists that are included in the show I encountered there at various stages of my research. I personally have several hopes for this symposium. One, to perhaps get a varied understanding of how the contemporary work is related to the earth artists of the 1960s and 70s. Two, to find out more about what art's role might be in environmental education. And three, how science and art intersect in ecological art, and related to that, how scientific and artistic research might be similar or perhaps different. To find out more about Lucy Orta and Christian Hoag's practice related to these issues. This morning we will hear from William Fox, Susan Betker, and Lucy Orta, and then this afternoon from Amy Lipton and Christian Hoag, followed by a panel of respondents that includes Jack Elliott, Renata Farrow, Amanda Jo Goldstein, Johannes Lehmann, and Marion Wilson. Please refer to the program in your packets for more detailed information about the program and the presenters.